this week's deadly attacks on the group's communication devices, which he called a severe blow that crossed a red line. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged restraint from France, where he was meeting with the French Foreign Ministry.
France and the United States are united in calling for restraint and urging de-escalation when it comes to the Middle East in general, and when it comes to Lebanon in particular. We continue to work to get a ceasefire for Gaza over the finish line.
The attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment killed 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied being behind the attacks, but says their military actions will continue and that they have entered a new phase of war. Palestinian construction workers who were previously employed in Israel before losing their work permits after October 7th have turned to greenhouses to earn money. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
Mazen Abu Jaish is among the roughly 200,000 Palestinian residents of the occupied West Bank who had crossed daily into Israel to work, but that was before October 7th, 2023. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israeli communities and the subsequent war in Gaza, Abu Jaish and hundreds of thousands like him lost their work permits. Faced with unemployment and no end in sight to the brutal war in Gaza, Abu Jaish has turned to greenhouses to replace his lost income.
This will become more common. In the end, everyone is looking for a source of income and everyone is going to farm.
A report from the International Labour Organization this week projected unemployment in the West Bank and Gaza rising above 50%. The loss of wages has compounded the economic impact of the war in Gaza and unrest in the West Bank.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The proceeds of frozen Russian assets will be allocated to meet Ukraine's urgent humanitarian needs for this winter,